enjoy harvests beyond Thanksgiving. We're bringing out the seeds next on Western Life Radio. Choose your adventure. With 46 state parks and an impressive list of recreational opportunities.
Yes, bass fishing at Sand Hollow State Park.
Visitors might have a hard time choosing what to do each weekend.
Woo! Windsurfing at Deer Creek State Park.
Choose your adventure. Explore Utah and create memories at Utah State Parks. For campground reservations, ideas for your next adventure, or to purchase an annual pass, stop by stateparks.utah.gov.
Put on your helmet, let's go.
But Mom, when will I be old enough so I don't have to wear my helmet? When will I become invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my helmet too. Anyone can get hurt, no matter how old they are.
Be responsible and set an example when you ride. Accidents do happen. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
Enjoy amazing harvests through December. Alex Grover with Utah Gardeners tells us how.
2x2 cold frame. The lumber's going to cost about $4 for a stud, actually a little bit less than that. If you've already got the tools, you cut it up, you screw it together. You can do a simple butt end joint on it, lickety split, no problems, that's easy. Or you can do something a little bit more fancy. You can use some angle irons to hold it together or whatnot. Or just screw it into a block of wood to give it a little extra structure. Great. And then really, then you just need to find some plastic. Now your common plastic, Home Depot or Lowe's, is only going to last one season at absolute best. And you're golden. And that's just a beautiful way of having fresh food in the winter. You know, there's no reason why you can't do it for Christmas as well. We really, here in America, are so used to supermarket culture. And, you know, I understand it. I'm not giving up the supermarket. There are greens and food and fresh veggies and everything that I can get from California or Mexico or whatnot. I'm not going to quit using those. Certainly my wife won't. But, by golly, to have as much as you can produced on your own lot. I've done this before where I planted just lettuce and peas in a small front flower bed when I was in an apartment. And we're talking maybe 2x10 feet area, probably less than that now I think about it. And that kept me in fresh vegetables from April until end of June, I think.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.